This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
They're so used to having their own way in Germany, Bayern Munich, but it doesn't really seem to be going their way at all at the moment. Defeat to PSG sees like Carlo Ancelotti showing the door. They didn't look particularly great against Hertha at the weekend. What the hell's going on?
Want me to take this one?
Yeah, I'll let you take this one, seeing as your mastermind subject. You've waited your whole life for this episode.
Every single week I'm like, let's talk about German football. So, what's going on at Bayern Munich? To be honest with you, Carlo Ancelotti came in last season and he wasn't ever able to kind of escape the shadow of Pep Guardiola. Even though Pep never really reached the heights that he was expected to reach at Bayern Munich, he still came into that club and he basically reinvented from the ground up the way that they coach, the way that they train, you know, the way they approach games, blah, 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 which is exactly what Guardiola was expected to do when into Bayern Munich. That's why they hired him. The problem is that they've gone from having this coach who, you know, focused on every single detail about coaching and training, and the players grew to love that, you know, despite what critics of Pep Guardiola or even their own fans at times said about him. The players never, ever talked bad about him. They all adored him, and it didn't seem like it was just kind of generic PR nonsense. They genuinely loved the way they worked under him, the way they coached under him. And he's left, and in has come this, you know, Carlo Ancelotti, who is an older coach who famously takes a really hands-off approach, and that obviously has worked for him in the past. But you know, to come into a club where so they've basically gone from chalk to cheese, and it didn't work. The team were playing poorly, results didn't work out, and there was just really no redeeming feature about Guardiola, Ancelotti at Bayern Munich. And I guess this season they decided, you know what, Bayern Munich aren't really a club that go about sacking coaches as much as they can, but they decided it's not just that the performances are bad, it's the fact that it doesn't look like it's going to get any better.
Yeah, I mean, I tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like they just went for... I wouldn't put too much of a blame at Ancelotti. I think he's still an excellent coach, and as Stefan says, his style is almost the complete opposite to Guardiola's. So I would put the blame at the people who made the decision to hire Ancelotti. It was almost like they just went for the next kind of super coach after Guardiola. You know, obviously Mourinho was Manchester United at the time? Yeah, Manchester United at the time. And, you know, it just seemed like Ancelotti was the next one available. They didn't really look at his kind of style as a coach. I just think it was a really bad fit. And as I say, I still think Ancelotti's really good. I've been defending him on Twitter. I think he's still one of the best. But it was from the outside, and I don't know as much about the subject as Stefan, but he just wasn't the right guy for that job.
So you obviously both touched on it. Could be the problem could stem from Carlo Ancelotti himself or the people that hired him. But could it also be that the transfers that Bayern have conducted over the past few years, in particular, have they been like paramount or contributed to this problem or the situation they find themselves in at the moment, rather?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the weird things about Bayern Munich under Pep Guardiola was that they kind of changed the way they buy players as well. Bayern Munich have always, you know, they used to have this title as being like the smartest super club, in the sense that, you know, they make as much money as Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, but they don't spend nearly as much money on wages, they don't go out and buy these Galacticos, you know. But when Pep Guardiola came in, all of a sudden they started looking to buy players who are ready-made. So you have your likes of Mehdi Benatia, you know, Arturo Vidal is obviously a good player. But then there's like Douglas Costa, and then they bring in Renato Sanchez because he had one good season, and all of a sudden he's like the darling of the Euros, you know. And
darling of Wales now, of course.
Darling of Wales, yes. That's a horrible thought. So, you know, they went from being really smart about signing players to just kind of almost buying them off hype, and one by one, almost every season Guardiola was at the club, there was one big failure or one big flop. Mario Götze is another one, actually escaped my mind. So by the time Carlo Ancelotti's came in, he's got this squad of players like, you know, Costa, Benatia, Sanchez, all these guys who were signed for fortunes were all basically dumped out the back door, and he's inherited a squad that still hasn't found someone to replace Ribery, still hasn't found someone to replace Robin, etc.
Who makes the signings at Bayern Munich? Is it the manager, or is there like a transfer committee or a director of footballers?
Well, Karl-Heinz Rummenigge is the chairman of the club, right, and they've only recently signed a new sporting director. Under Pep Guardiola was Matthias Sammer, who left because of health issues, but they hadn't had someone for maybe a year or two since before Ancelotti came in. But
so to me it seems like they don't really, before with Heynckes in particular and going into Guardiola, it's like they bought players and there was a role for them waiting. Yeah. Seems to me that recently that hasn't really been the case. I mean, what was the role for Renato Sanchez in that team? You know, what was the role for, I suppose, this was a Guardiola signing, but, you know, Götze didn't really seem to fit into that team. So is it a case that they just need to go back to how it was under... To me, it seemed like Heynckes, that era was all about buying players that fitted a role. You know, they signed Mandzukic and he was the perfect striker for them at that time. Yep. Is that what they need to do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, perfect example is probably Joshua Kimmich, actually, who they signed. And everyone expected him to turn into this new thing under Pep Guardiola. And he's been kind of bumbling around the team for a while. Douglas Costa eventually left because he was signed to be a replacement for Robin or Frank Ribéry. And he was still spending too much time on the bench, you know, so... You're right, the planning of the squad has certainly played a factor in this, and they now have a squad. Up until this season, I think this season, summer's transfers have perhaps been a return to that. They managed to get James on a loan deal, which I think is a really shrewd signing. They managed to bring in young players like Süle, who's like maybe the best young centre-back in Germany. Picked in Sebastian Rudi, who's, you know, who was the captain of Hoffenheim, who finished third last season, and he's this kind of older head who can quite happily just spend time on the bench when he has to, or fill in when he has to, so... They have returned to that to an extent.
Is there worry for Bayern right now that, given the current predicament, that they could fall behind Premier League clubs just due to their financial clout, or is this something you can see themselves see them getting out of relatively quickly?
I think that's a worry for every club outside of the Premier League. I think even Barcelona and Real Madrid, even though they're kind of isolated in their own little world, and they have obviously the way Spanish football is set up, they. Get a heavier share of the revenue than the rest of the clubs, so they are slightly isolated. But I think everywhere in Europe that is a concern. I think that's why you're seeing PSG trying to accelerate things now, is before that gap is far too big to bridge. So yes, German football, everyone talks about the quality of it, the match atmosphere, I have no doubts about that. But in terms of the sheer financial might of the Bundesliga, it's nowhere near where the Premier League is. So yes, it is a concern. You have Renato Sanchez, now I know he's damaged goods and had a poor season at Bayern Munich and isn't the player he was a year ago, but he's gone to Swansea City. And I think that kind of illustrates that, you know, a player who a year ago was seen as a marquee signing for Bayern Munich has gone to Swansea City. And that just shows, I think, how that gap could grow over time. I think it must be a concern for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing you have to consider as well is that Bayern Munich usually do their best business when they're buying, you know, the best players in Germany. So they can usually, you used to be able to cherry pick the best players who are coming up through the Bundesliga before people in Spain and England even heard about them. But in the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen this, you know, this real avalanche of English money coming into the German market. And German clubs, by and large, are quite happy to sell the likes of, you know, Granit Xhaka for like 3 or 4 times the amount he's actually worth.
Yeah, but Matip as well.
In Matip, for example. Oh, he went for free, actually. That's a terrible, terrible example.
Apologies.
Some good examples are Kevin De Bruyne, you know, Roberto Firmino, these guys who are moving to, you know, the likes of Man City or Liverpool, who in the past maybe would have went to Bayern Munich instead. And Bayern Munich, are, even though Bayern Munich still have the financial clout to say they can keep the best players when an English club come calling, they now have more competition to buy these stars for tomorrow.
Well, obviously, given then that ever-growing gulf in financial clout, is it still fair for Bayern to put so much pressure on their managers when it comes to the Champions League? Because at the end of the day, I think most people would know that's what they're judged on. It's their bread and butter is winning the Bundesliga, doing well domestically. That is the very least that's expected of you. Really, given where they are right now, is it fair to expect they should be reaching the latter stages of European competition?
Well, I'd go back to kind of the Pep Guardiola era for this. The paradox of Pep's time at Bayern Munich was he was appointed to achieve European success with Bayern Munich. So that was when he signed the contract, he knew what he was signing up for. That's what he was there to do. You know, Bayern Munich are already kind of assured German champions every year, so that's where the real gauge is, the real measure. But so he left after 4 years not having won the Champions League, and in a sense that was that made him a bit of a failure at Bayern Munich. But I would say that was slightly unfair, considering you look at the clubs that they were competing against. You know, Real Madrid are paying 100 million, or sorry, 80 million for 85 million for Gareth Bale. Barcelona are paying 75 million for Luis Suarez, and whatever it ended up being for Neymar, I think it was about 90 million it ended up for. And Bayern Munich just can't compete with that, and it's a Spanish stranglehold on the Champions League, or it has been over the last 5 years. No one has been able to compete with that. You might see the Premier League teams now, I get the feeling that they've maybe got their act together a little bit this season. You might see them starting to make a bit of an impact. But again, that's because Manchester United are paying 89 million for Paul Pogba. Loads of clubs are, Chelsea paid for Morata, 75 million for Alvaro Morata. James Rodriguez was a marquee signing for Bayern Munich this season, and he's there on loan. And he's again, it was quite a shrewd signing. I do give them some amount of credit, but I think, is it what, 35 million they can sign him for?
Yeah,
so it doesn't really compare to what the Premier League clubs, PSG, Real Madrid, Andy Carroll money. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can have James Rodriguez or Andy Carroll.
Yeah.
Liverpool would go for Andy Carroll every time.
Of course.
So yeah, I think they do put a lot of pressure on their managers. However, circling all the way back again, I don't blame them too much, because obviously they're assured champions every season in the Bundesliga, so that's where they can make progress. It's kind of similar as Scots, to, I would compare it to kind of similar to maybe Celtic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think despite everything Graham said is true, I'd suggest that even though the Spanish giants do spend more money, and you know, Man City, Man United, however, do spend more money than Bayern. Bayern still make as much money as these clubs,
so they should.
You could certainly make an argument that they should be spending more money now. In German football's a lot different. They're a bit fiscally more responsible. Bayern Munich have always been very proud of the fact that they've made a profit from like the last like 25 or 30 consecutive years. You know, so the idea of them going out and, you know, I mean, you look at Real Madrid and like the way that their finances work, and it's almost like they put like 100 million aside for transfers or something, and then that can put them into the debt or out of debt. And then in Spain, debt doesn't really mean much to the top clubs in terms of their relationship with the government. So that's a little different. So, you know, these super clubs do have different responsibilities than Bayern, but there's certainly an argument to be made that Bayern should be spending more money, and they might have to if they do want to keep up with these clubs, especially if, you know, we've seen news now that the top six teams in the Premier League want to change the TV right deal, so they now get more and similar to Spanish model. So it could only get worse for Bayern Munich if they don't start putting their money where their mouth is.
I think we'll go back to Ancelotti briefly. Is he finished as a top-class coach, or will he go somewhere else? Will he go to another top club in Europe?
No, I'll defend Ancelotti, and he's coming for a lot of criticism. His domestic league record, I'll admit it deserves some scrutiny. I think he's only won, what is it, like four league titles in the last 10 years or something. So he does seem to have a problem with consistency, but I think in terms of European competition, I think if you have a talented squad, I think where Ancelotti excels is if you have a talented squad that is better than the rest of the league, if this makes sense, he gives them the freedom to basically do what they want. And I know you could say, well, any coach could do that, but I don't think any coach can do that. I think at PSG you saw that, at Real Madrid you saw that. You know, Real Madrid, before he came in, there was this kind of power battle between the boardroom and the coaching staff. He came in at Real Madrid and it was almost like, well, I'm going to trust my players, and players respond to that trust. I can see him going to Italy. I think AC Milan obviously have a lot of money. What did we call them a few weeks ago? The Everton of Serie A.
I think
that's not really working out at the moment anymore. Not that analogy is not really working out anymore. The other one that's quite interesting is Ancelotti has a family home in America and has a lot of links with people in America. So, you know,
if wouldn't be a show without a Graham MLS link.
We're doing
it?
A whole episode that about German football here. I get my MLS mentioned.
Two things that worry me about Ancelotti's future as a coach. The first one, of course, is that he makes his reputation off winning the Champions League, and he didn't look like he was going to do that at Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's definitely the caveat that he went into a situation after Pep Guardiola which was completely alien to the way he usually runs his football clubs. But the reason that football clubs hire him, or the super clubs hire him, is to win the Champions League. And there's no doubt about it that the fact that Bayern Munich, it wasn't as if like they were looking average in the league, but they looked like they really had their head on in the Champions League. They looked just as clueless in the Champions League last season, and they looked didn't look any better, as we saw, you know, the thumping they got to PSG. So if that's his one party trick, then it didn't work at Bayern Munich. And if the likes of maybe an RPSG or AC Milan are thinking about a coach who can do well in Europe, that dynamic has now changed slightly. The other thing as well is that, you know, the fact he did come in after Pep Guardiola, he really struggled to kind of get in line with this new age coaching. Now, this idea that the kind of coach that Pep Guardiola is, that's not something that's going to diminish. That's only going to become more and more prevalent, you know, especially, it's not as if, the thing as well is that he wasn't just taken over after Pep Guardiola. He was in a league full of coaches who coach like Pep Guardiola. Every rival in Germany is as a young coach who, you know, plays and coaches the same way as Guardiola. And Ancelotti might think, okay, Germany wasn't for me, but he might go to Italy, he might go to England, he might go to Spain and find all the other coaches there doing the same thing. So there is an argument that, you know, he's an old dog, that he's now trying to learn his new tricks, it's not working.
So you obviously, he's an old dog trying to learn new tricks. What young dog potentially is going to come in and
probably better
take over?
Human, I'd say.
Do you think so? Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, I mean, what young human is going to
football? You never know these days.
Yeah, it's a money talks, right? I don't even know what that means. who's going to replace him at Bayern?
Well, there's two guys. Everyone seems to be talking about Julian Nagelsmann, who's the coach of Hoffenheim, 30-year-old. He's this kind of, you know, wonder kid.
A young dog.
a young dog. Yeah, he's a bloody puppy actually at that level, but. He's probably not going to give up his contract to Hoffenheim until the end of the season. And even then, there are questions, Mark, over the fact that this is his first job in football. He's obviously done a fantastic job at Hoffenheim, but Hoffenheim are a tiny club excelling in the league. And they've looked really poor in Europe in European competition. So that would be a risk to an extent. Thomas Tuchel seems the more pragmatic option. He left Dortmund at the start of the year, the end of last season, actually. But he's got a proven record at Dortmund. Even though he left, he did exceptionally well there. He's well-regarded. He's had a few jobs now. He's a bit older. And I think Bayern Munich fans would be really happy with him as well.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.